Log Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Cat Benson. You already know what it is, live and direct with the hottest show on the net, 856 Entertainment, straight out of Camden, Blog Talk Radio. Ayo, Knock, promo, let's get it.
I got hoes.
I do.
Hang on, front.
Nah.
Probably got more hoes than dough.
It's battery.
More hoes than raw.
Probably.
Shit, I probably got more hoes than L, too.
Probably.
Right. Wouldn't be me if I ain't fuck with it. I got hoes. Yeah, I got hella hoes, I got foes. I got hella hoes, I got foes. And I got a flow, I got 30, 40, 50, 100, damn it, in my phone. Got a hoe out west, I don't fuck, she by me, but though. Got a hoe I never answer, she be saltier than munchos. Got a hoe in East Camden, pop that pussy for a dub though. Got a hoe out in Pollock, ass is fatter than Big Pundo. Got a hoe out in Fairview, she just call me by the platter. Say you hungry, can I feed you? Bitch, I want some shrimp and scallops. Got a hoe out in North, she get chicken, hella salad. I just call her by the beans, give a quick lick like a rabbit. I got hoes in both cities, macking shit and filling camping. I never play them close, cause my girl will end up snapping. I got hoes that'll clap you, walk off like nothing happened. Niggas stressing about these hoes, looking Joe, young boy, I had her. Yeah, I got these hoes, nigga, different area codes, nigga. Big mouths, they be blow fishing. Camel so I could go swimming. I go swimming, keep swimwear. Magnum nigga need a kickstand. Don't believe me, ask your bitch man. Shake your bitch hand, smell my dick man. Say my clothes smell like plastic, but all my hoes smell like plastic. And all my hoes throw it backwards, and all my hoes nailed to the pastor. But I ain't no fucking Baptist, nor a Christian nigga. I got hoes like all these hoes, it's my prescription, nigga. Fuck her till she crippled, nigga. I can't never kiss her, nigga. That's your wife, I just hit it, nigga. Girl and out, little princess, nigga. She send the image motion picture with her. The next day ain't no next day, ain't no checkmate, ain't no less date, ain't no less hang. It's my dick hang, motherfuckers. Motherfuckers.
Break that we had. I hope y'all miss it, but yo, it's our 1 year anniversary, man. On this shit since last January 4th, 2014. Shit,
fuck
it. Kind of feel good to be back. I know y'all miss us with our crazy ass topics and funny asses, man.
Let's go, man. First and foremost, man, hope everyone had a safe and Merry Christmas. You know, same as New Year's. Hopefully, long year, and it's just an intro, man. 2014 was just an intro. It's season one, man.
Season two, nigga.
Season two is straight up. Damn. Can't season two. We're going to name it, man. The reason why I say we're going to name this the city is because we about to set this motherfucker on fire, man. And I mean that in a good way, dog.
Nah, I mean that in a bad way as well, too, man. I'm saying this shit on fire in a bad way.
It's on fire. We got so much shit we're going to bring you up. We learned so much. We just wanted to bring it out this year because we learned, you know, a little late, you know. It's all good. But this year, we're definitely going to rock it, man. We got parties. We got a website. Got apps. You know, we got a couple surprises for y'all, man. Y'all just got to stick with it. Stay tuned. It's 2015 now, man. A lot of shit going to be different, man. New year, new station.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Everybody, 2015, new year, new me. But I was just on the phone with somebody. And they was talking about how they was like, well, how is the new year everybody's new year? They're saying that the new year is when your birthday. That should be your new year. That should be your new year, not on January 1st of the next year. The new year, new me shit should be on your birthday. So whatever your birthday was, that should be the new year, and that's when you should have your, like, new year resolution starting and everything else, which it makes sense, though. You know, we turn age difference on our birthday, not on January 1st of the year, you know what I mean? So it makes a lot of sense.
It,
you know,
it definitely do make a lot of sense when you say that, but me, I look at it as I don't want it to be a new me, you know what I'm saying? The only thing I want to change is my age. I put it on my Facebook. The only thing I want to change is my age, man. I just want to grow as I get older on my birthday. I don't want nothing about me. I don't want you to be like, oh, Knox, he just changed automatically. Like, he used to hang with this person, Now he hang with that person, and that person. That's a whole new person. I grow my age. Hang with this person, that person, and that person, but everybody seen that this person, that person, that person was doing some crazy stuff to me, stuff that I ain't like, and I let them go. I don't got new friends now. I'm chilling. I'm by myself. I'm growing. That's it. I don't want new year, new me. I don't want to change nothing up. If 2014 I had the same friends, same job, you know, same career, stuff like that, same family that I've been hanging with, and they did nothing wrong to me, why would I change up? What am I changing about? Oh, yeah, I got some ups and downs. I may fall. You got to get back up. But you can't change your whole lifestyle. Why you want a new you now? You just got to find that and don't change with it. Don't change for it. Grow with it, you know what I'm saying? Grow above it. That's just me, man.
Yeah, I feel you and shit. It's funny how everybody be like, yo, it's new year, new me. I'm going to do this. I'm going to dump him. I'm going to dump him. I did have to take the next year for you to realize this person, that person ain't working for you. Or this way is not working for you. That way is not working for you. It's funny as hell.
That's just an excuse, I think. Just an excuse to get out of the new year. So, I mean, I get to do whatever I'm saying in the new year so people will understand. Not me.
I don't fall for New Year resolution. I write that down. But I don't be like, yo, it's new me. I'm about to do this. I just want to show you. You know what I mean? Because we'll never know what's in store for us until it happens. So I'm just sitting back, relaxed, learning, growing. That's all we all do and shit, man. I mean, that's what you do right now. Just learn and grow. That's how I feel about the situation.
So how was your big break, man? Like, what did you do? Like, what did you do?
During this little break that we had, I was just, like, getting school and figuring out what's better for the radio station. Me and I was just sitting there, like, figuring out what could be better, what could we do. A lot better, and we can get you guys' attention. And, I mean, we don't do the same shit, but now we're doing a little something different where we'll have a radio show and a radio station. Now, the radio show is every Sunday at 7 p.m. Now, they consist of the topics that we talk about. You know, sex, relationships, love, streets, any topic that you guys have, you know, I mean, that you call in at, you call in and talk to us about it. If you want to promote a fire, something you want to call in, your little parties, whatever, just call in our number 347-989-2.
Oh,
we got a new number and everything. Okay. So we turning up this year, man. It's just going to be like an improved radio station.
Yeah.
I say the most improved because this year we're going to pop. And the radio station is Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 and 9. but that just consists of music. You know what I mean? We'll just play everybody. We'll play everybody. They send us your music, you'll get played on the radio station. You know what I mean? Keep sending us your music. You're always going to be playing on the radio station. But to be played on a radio show, that got to be a bomb-ass song.
I like that.
So you got like a top 10, top 7, or top 5 or some shit of the week. We'll have it on our radio show. You know what I mean? Not everybody's going to get played on our show, but the radio station, everybody can get played.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So y'all guys got to work for getting to the show instead of the station. I mean, that means your music is the shit to us, in our opinion. So.
Again, the topic's going to be way realer. We're definitely digging in deeper with this. I mean, we wrote a lot of topics down. We're definitely going around asking our friends or, you know, people on the street, what are some good topics? Like, what do you want to know about? Like, what's going on with you right now? I'm saying that you will want to know the answers to. You know, it's a radio station, so everybody can hear it. You're going through it, so you ask the topic. Somebody else could be going through it and bring it out in the open. But, I mean, your topic could be the answer to somebody else's, you know, I mean, question. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what it's going to be. You know, we got more people, too. Don't be afraid to shout us out, man. Don't be afraid to shout us out. You know what I'm saying? Just show us love. Like, you know, I posted a picture of the flyer and I want to thank everybody who, you know what I mean, like, share, told a friend, people who we don't even know, send us music, shit like that. So I want to thank you. Don't be afraid to shout us out, man. Like I said, in season one. From Cole, we doing this for the city. So don't be afraid. We don't just be like, promo. Nah, it's for the whole community. The whole community. We trying to bring this city life, man. Bring this city life, man.
Yeah, I mean, we doing everything we can, and we figured out some of the tactics. So, you know what I mean? Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll promote everybody's, you know, parties they got going on, businesses they got going on, any event. If you do hair, come hit us up. We'll promote you.
Yeah.
And we'll have little pictures or whatever on our page showing, like, this bitch know how to braid some hair. You know what I mean? Post on our page or whatever, you know, promote your shit. But the show is going to be entertaining. You can call in, have a good time. That's what we're trying to do. Now, the show is going to be an hour for right now until we see that more people can call in. We'll make that bitch 2 hours.
Definitely. You know, we, as far as the 856 pages, you know, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, we definitely going to dig deeper into that. Like, we're going to do more shout-outs. We're going to let y'all know what's going around in the hood. You know, one of my boys just told me to download the Courier Post app. And, you know, I mean, keep y'all in tune with what's going on in the hood. I know it's a page for that, but why can't we do it as well? You get to see it twice. That way, if you can't find it on that page, you just go to 856 page and you look at it. And we got many more than that, too, you know what I'm saying? And you can follow us on Facebook at 856 Entertainment, or Twitter is 856_ENT, and that goes for our Instagram as well, 856_ENT, and we definitely going to do more shout-outs on Instagram and stuff like that. We definitely going to show y'all more love, you feel me, so y'all can show us love as well. We definitely going to make this city hot, man. It's 2015, man, season 2, the city.
Yeah, the city, shit, straight out of Camp Radio, man. That's all we is, that's all we want to do. I mean, that's all we really about. We just trying to show love to everybody in the city. And people around the area, Delaware, Philly. I mean, we got people all over that's trying to hit us up for music, put their songs on radio and such like that. So we definitely going to be doing that. We're going to promote artists too. So we got a website out. Well, we got to pay for the website. Once we pay for the website, it's definitely going to be in out. But the website address now is kind of long because we got to pay for our own domain and shit. I'm pretty sure if anybody go to GoDaddy or Wix, you can find that out. You got to, you know, pay for your domain per year and shit. So we got the website out. We'll have, like, top music artists that we got around the city, top songs. We'll have a blog. Blogs will consist of artists that's doing something around the city. I got a little mixtape out. Like, yesterday, Eastside Horns had a release party out in the 130. I heard that was kind of popping or whatever. You know what I mean? My man, that nigga hot.
Yeah,
he kind of hot. He is the shit. You know what I mean? And the mixtape was the anticipated mixtape and shit. So, even though I'm under 21, so I couldn't really attend, which kind of got me upset because I could have done a lot of promoting there. But it's cool, whatever, man. Shout out to Eastside Horns for doing his thing at the mixtape release party yesterday.
Definitely. I'm 20. I was in the building. Don't ask me how I got in that mug. But, you know what I mean? I got in there, pulled a couple strings, stuff like that. While I was in there, I actually did a little bit of promoting, you know what I mean? Promoting and coming up with ideas. And at this release party, so me and Promo found our surroundings, who gonna be with us, who gonna show us all the love and support and stuff like that. So we came up with an idea to throw a party in February.
I'll let y'all know the date.
Yeah, I don't know when in February. It was going to be a Valentine's Day party, but we figured that Valentine's Day, that's when everybody stick with their love, the party might not, do as well as we wanted to. But it's going to be sometime in February, and we definitely going to have that thing on fire, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Gang ENT.
Gang Entertainment, 856 Entertainment, we in there. That's the party. That's going to be, we're going to be the way better overdose. I don't give a fuck what nobody said. That's mouth, nigga. I'm talking that work and shit, though. But going to be better than a lot of party promoting, you know what I mean? Me and Knock is getting to the party world now, as far as running them and shit,
running,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? I mean, we can run the party, not even attend type shit, but long as somebody come up to me the next day, like, yo, your party's popping. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I'm more of a lounge type of dude, so I probably won't be at every party. I'll probably just be laid back, and then the next day, I want motherfuckers to hit me up like, oh, your party was popping, though, bro. You know what I mean? I'll fuck with it.
But listen, I'm going to be at all of them parties. All them parties, man. We definitely, we bringing the shirts back. The shirts will be sold at the party. We got a lot of compliments on the logo. Shout out to DJ and
Chris.
You know what I mean? For making the logos and shit like that. I'm saying it's a dope logo. And everybody like, don't change it. Keep it like that. It's a dope logo. Especially the way the Straight Outta Camden come out the 856. So, I mean, we're going to keep that around. It's definitely we're coming back with them, man. Stay tuned. We're going to be selling them at the parties, man. You got to get with it.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? When you see them shirts, just think of us, man. We started this thing last year around this time. We just made ideas, and we're growing every day. So definitely stay tuned for that. But we got some topics for today. First and foremost, if anybody want to call in and tell us your New Year's resolution, please call in at 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. Tell us your New Year's resolution. Tell us what you plan on, achieving this year. We definitely want to know. Honestly, I don't give a fuck, but I just want you to call in just to tell us your New Year's resolution anyway, though. You know what I mean? Maybe not give a fuck, but I don't.
I give a fuck. You tell me what your New Year's resolution is, you know what I mean? Help you out, let you know what you gotta do to get that. I'm saying? But, Promo, what's your New Year's resolution?
Man, well, for my New Year's resolution, man, I'm just trying to be more mature. You know, I'm learning more stuff, and I'm just trying to get my shit together. I just want my life in order, figure out what I want to do in life. And also, I want to get in the gym, get like an 8-pack for the fat bitches out there, the skinny bitches out there, and shit, you know. Nah, I don't like fat bitches. Skinny bitches out there that like light-skinned niggas and shit, you know what I mean? And also, I want to get this radio station pop. Fuck you mean.
But, man, my New Year's resolution is just to grow, man. Stay wiser, you know what I mean? Get this city on its 856 Entertainment movement, you know what I mean? Find out what it is. I'm working on getting my CDLs as well. So that's a New Year's resolution, is just to get my CDL, you know what I mean? Get my foot in the door, keep it going, shit like that. I just want to grow, want to be successful, move in a positive way. That's what I'm doing, man.
So definitely, if you want to touch your New Year's resolution, call in at 347-989-8082. Again, that's 347-989-8082. Definitely touch your New Year's resolution. And please don't tell us the sob-ass story. I just don't give a fuck. I just want you to tell us your New Year's resolution or whatever. So let's go on one of the topics of the day that we have. And I talk about this topic, and I found out, everybody getting our relationship. You know what I mean? No matter what, an ugly motherfucker, or you always going to get in some relationship. No matter if you think your relationship is Bonnie and Clyde, you're always going to get in some type of arguments. Because I'm pretty sure them two crazy motherfuckers got Mr. Smith type shit. You know what I mean? But what is the number one argument that couples argue about in their relationship? And I was just thinking about that. Like, I don't know, bro. It's like it's a lot of variety of arguments that couples go through, you know what I mean, in the course of their relationship. I mean, I really don't know. What's your opinion on that?
The number one argument, I really don't know. It could be, I mean, like around the house cleaning, you know.
See, that's mom's argument to son. You know, my room always fucking dirty.
Yeah, you know, quality time. Just being around where, you know, the cheating, fucking the girls, the social networks, stuff like that. That's really basically it all goes down. All arguments start with one of those things.
I mean, it's a lot. So just say when you was in your relationship, what was your arguments about?
When you was in a relationship.
God
damn. Yeah, basically, the way I talk on Twitter, the flirting, the harmless flirting, I guess that's what you could call it.
You're a fucking dude.
You boy. But yeah, basically those two. I mean, I'm young. I just get on Twitter and see whatever just pops in my head. Twitter is not something I could just, you know what I mean, go on there and express my feelings all the time. Go on there. If I got in my head, fuck me, just get money, I'm going to tweet this shit. Like, that's some shit I won't put on Facebook. Facebook is, like, what I'm really feeling. Like, yesterday I said my deepest fear is letting my dad down. I won't put that on Twitter.
Nah. Well, not it's too long?
Nah. On Twitter, I just let out my, like, you call it ratchetness. I let my inner ratchetness out. Okay. I just, you know what I mean, say whatever. Like, I got to take a mean-ass shit. I'll put it on Twitter.
Oh, wow. So you put little things like that on Twitter.
Yeah.
I feel good and shit, man. But I don't know. Like, it's so many arguments that, you know, guys go through with their women and women go through with their guys. It's like, it's hard to point out one. But I can say, liking a picture on Facebook when you with a woman. When you dating somebody, you know, I say, fellas, look at it like this. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure everybody go through this at some time. You know, you got your girlfriend or whatever, but you seen this pretty woman on Facebook or whatever. You like their status, and then the bitch hit you up, yo, what's going on? Why you like her picture? I'm like, well, I'm just getting a compliment, and she's cute. Is that, like, hard to believe? The women get up so upset with that. You act like a comment and tell her to text me or something. You get upset that I liked her picture on Facebook or even Instagram. You know, Instagram, I'm always liking her phone. So, I mean,
you can't really get mad at Instagram. You're going to have to delete your whole business pictures. So if you like it, like, how you get mad at that? But Facebook, I don't know, man. That's a girl, I mean, like a dude picture and then comment on it. You know, what the fuck is you doing? Like, why you feel so free to do that? Like, what's, you
know? Right. I mean, not comment, but just, like, liking. I mean, like something. Okay,
yeah,
you like,
I mean,
it.
You like a picture. See,
girl, this is crazy. Yeah. Another thing is, we just talk about what we go through. Some different calls, 347-989-8082. Again, 347-989-8082. When you put a tip gate in box,
oh yeah,
you call him for trouble.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
Yeah, man. I mean,
especially
they,
when you the inbox part, right?
Or even regular, to be honest, they'd be like, why are you trying to put it, to be honest? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to find out? I'm just like, well, I do it to get my buzz up, actually. And to get to know people. Why not get to know anybody and shit like that, though? But
girls feel it, though. Once you're with them, that's all you need to see type thing.
I mean, I respect that. I understand where, you know, people's coming from. But, another thing women, like, argue about a lot is quality time, like you said, you know what I mean? And some guys do take it to the extreme, though. They do be chilling with their friends all the time. And, I mean, if you do have a girlfriend, you do have to make time for your woman. But then again, you ladies got to understand, sometimes you got to let your dude go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to work both ways. You know what I mean? I understand it's kind of hard to yourself 24/7, 365 days a week. It's really not going to happen like that. So if he wanted to with his homies for the weekend, bitch, you better let him. He going to do it anyway if you don't let him or not. You're just wasting your breath for nothing.
I feel like, though, if you with your girl 5 days a week, you know what I mean, Monday through Friday, why not? I mean, let him go. I'm talking about Friday night. Saturday. I mean, Sunday, most men just chill and watch football. So, I mean, ladies, get more into sports, you know what I'm saying? Just for your men. Just so you, like, learn a game. That's real attractive, man. When a girl knows sports, shit like that, you just chilling, watching a game, and she not sitting there when the motherfucker scores a touchdown, she don't say 3 points, you know what I mean?
She like play that. 2K with him.
Yeah, like, feel me? When a nigga make a basket, she don't yell touchdown. You know what I'm saying? That's girls that don't know sports, but they trying to learn. It's funny in the beginning, but you got to teach her. You know what I mean? She trying to get involved with you and shit like that. So get into sports. So that way, Sunday, they can be with you. And now they with you Monday through Friday and Sunday. So basically, they out only one day, Saturday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, ladies, get up on your sports. I'm telling you, that's the sports and the cooked meal, man. He going to be around.
Yeah, but you know how they is. They want to be 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
And shout out to the ladies that do understand. Like, yeah, I got to let him go sometimes. He do have to chill with his friends. I don't want him around me because he probably get on my nerves or something. Any other arguments that I understand? Phone. You know, when you text, you hear that text message. Now, it is rules to it when you are in a relationship. Rule number one is, if you got some side chicks or anything, or even thoughts, make sure they do not hit you up after 2 a.m. or even 12 a.m. you with your girl, because that's going to just set something off where it's just like, you might as well just say, hang that shit up, like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Handle your hoes right. You know what I mean? Be like, bitch, look, you know I got a girl. Or you be like, I know you, and then ladies be like, you know I got a man. Do not hit me up at those late hours, because, you know, something's going to set off. So, understand why is somebody arguing. You know, if I had a girlfriend, and my girlfriend had getting texted at 3 a.m. at night, I'm like, well, what's up? What's going on? Like, what is he texting you for? You know, that is the cause of an argument and shit. You know what I mean? That's what people
do. Keep your phone on side, but like you said, tell them don't hit you up at them time of hours, or even just say, I'll hit you up. Don't hit me ever. I'll hit you up. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm doing at any time. I hit you up first, and then we go from there. Don't just, you know what I mean, feel the need that you got the right to text me. Don't do that shit. Wait for me to hit you, because I'm in a relationship, and you know that.
Yeah.
Pick, so you just going to have to wait for my call.
You know how these women is, though. Even these guys is getting more pettier nowadays. All this exposing pictures and everything starting to get way more petty.
Yeah.
It's messed up. And I know we getting off topic, but last week, me and Knott, saw this, she was sexy as hell, you know what I mean? She was pretty ass woman. But with her body, it's messed up how they exposed. I didn't know a pretty woman can have the ugliest vagina like that. I mean, her shit looked dirty as hell,
yeah,
man. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, looks can be deceiving. She's bad, but when you get to see her, like, you feel me, all close and personal, you be like, what the fuck? Like, somebody sent me the picture, I'm like, oh, hell no. And that was one of the people I was like, yo, she look good. Like, I'll put her as my woman crush Wednesday type shit like that.
Yeah. But when you see her naked like that, you know she deleted her Facebook, too.
Dang.
They embarrassed her. Like, that's the exposure.
Yeah, that's definitely embarrassing. But it was just like, oh, hell
Man, I'm getting off. My fault we getting off topic. But for real, though, I just wanted to point that out there, though. But it's definitely a lot of arguments that people go through, definitely in a relationship, especially when you're dealing with somebody that has children, you know what I mean? And a woman that has a child will be with their baby dad, you know what I mean? And then sometimes it's hard to trust that relationship that they got going on, and you're just trying to show this woman, like, look, I'm here for you. You know what I mean? And this nigga probably singing Marvin's Room, like, yo,
yeah.
I want you back.
I ain't going to lie, my nigga. Marvin's Room, I lost my bestie to that.
Yeah.
You know, she had a baby daddy shit. I lost my bitch to that. So, yo, but it's crazy how she hit me, though. She hit me like, what's that new Drake song called? I'm like, what? Bitch, I don't know. You feel me? And like, probably like 2 days later, I heard Marvin's from him. I'm like, fuck that nigga. I said, damn, I'm like, you talking about that Marvin's Room song, right? She like, yeah, that's when I already knew shit is over.
And I mean, they argue a lot about that because, you know what I mean, some of the other partner don't trust you with that person all the time. And, you know what I mean, the other party has to understand it should be there, your baby mom. So whatever quality time y'all spend together, you know, you got to trust, or she has to trust that, like, that's only for the child, not the, you know, baby mom, baby dad. So that's where a lot of argument come in handy. And trust, man, you know what I mean? Guys don't be trusting these women nowadays because women is known as thoughts. And women definitely don't trust these guys because all they do is lie and I guess cheat and shit. And that's going to lead on to our next topic, too, in a little bit. Why do men cheat? And, well, that's that topic. I mean, we're going to be giving away our...
We like Steve Harvey.
Yeah, that's cool, man. This is for the ladies and everything. But we about to get on to this song that was popping in 2014, my big man, Charlie Hustle, man. Good time. It was a good music video. Me and Nock was in it. We banged with the song. Me and him was dancing. I feel like you're on some summertime type feel, and you like barbecue, and you banging. So, Good Time by Charlie Hustle. You already know this is Pomatic, baby. Let's get it.
Squaw.
Beast on the board. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. I got the Duchess of weed, so I'ma go and proceed on my happy little ways to get blunted.
Get blunt.
Relax, this is a joint that you can ride to, joint you can vibe to. Get your summer roll on, that's if you decide to. Hit the park up, BBQ about to spark up. Running late, I see 10 cars already parked up. I often dream about days like this. Somebody please tell a DJ to play my shit. Right? A summer breeze make this here hit. Tell a hater stay home, cause we don't need that shit. Ha, I see the people parlaying. Good Lord save them, done got the car playing. Good vibes and it feel alright. And even better, ain't nobody getting killed tonight. Right?
Ain't here to try to hurt nobody, just here to have us a good time. Good days start to look a little better.
It's nightfall and we just looking for something chill to get into. Feel me? We be riding through the city, hollering at the pretties. We jumping out, they laughing, telling us that we silly. We all on and we see that they on too. Let's bust a move, what half the hour we heading to? That's the plan then. Well, let's go. Not in the mood to have a deal with these metro cops. Standing on these blocks, don't need a seconds when they out. Shit do get hot, watch out. So, back to the mission, getting with these misses, a situation that's fitting, it's a special edition, summertime live, a Charlie Hustle rendition, right?
Ain't here to try to hurt nobody, just here to have us a good time, good days start to look a little better, feeling good at this point of my life, for all my squad. Summertime. Time to sit back and unwind.
Big shout out to my boy Charlie Hustle, man. He was at the Kuma's Awards this year, and he did not win any awards. But at least he was nominated, and he said he, you know, it was a good time there. And big shout out to him. Definitely going to win something this year, though.
Definitely, man. I'm pretty upset he ain't win nothing, man.
That good time video was popping. Shit, me and Knock was in there. Fuck you mean?
That mixtape was fucking real. Yeah. Fuck you mean?
Yeah, I mean it was definitely getting real. That, but big shout out to his brother Eric Blint. Kent Beastwood on the board, man.
Oh, shit.
Big producer of the year, man. I know he feel great, man. We definitely got to get him in the interview.
Definitely.
Ask him how it feel to be producer of the year for Camden, New Jersey, man. And I'm going to be producer of the year the whole motherfucking world right now, man. He's beast his work, man.
It's the fucking truth, man. If you from Canada, I'm Philly. I mean, if you listening to the show and you rap or do any kind of music, hit up Clint Beastwood, man. That dude is a fucking savage on his beats, boy.
He's an animal, man.
Savage.
Definitely an animal on the board, man. Big shout out to Clint Beastwood, man, for just making beats to help everybody out in the city that want to be helped out.
He worked with you, too, man. Like, the shit ain't right. He'll work with you, man. Clint is a fucking beast.
Yeah, he's a big problem on the board, man. So big shout out to Clint, man. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, straight out of Canada, doing big things. You already know Light Skin Nigga with the tattoos, Promatic promo, whatever y'all want to call them. Promo is short for Promatic.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean that's how I like to do it because I know everybody like to call me Promo and shit. So I mean it's hard to come out that name or whatever. But I figured out one more argument that couples go through day and night, day in, day and out is money. When you know what I mean, say for the not our age, but say older couples argue about money all the time because of the bills and stuff.
Yeah, bills and shit.
But us in our generation or whatever, young kid, you know, 20 and up, but not higher than 30, argue about how cheap we are. You know what I mean? We don't feel like giving these bitches no money. That's all they trying. We work. That's all they be working for nowadays, though. He cleared his throat because he know I'm talking about him and his
bitch. You damn right, man. I'm saying I ain't putting no names out there. You know what I mean? I don't put nobody on blast, shit like that. But yeah, somebody asked me for a Gucci bag.
About to go to Palmyra,
fuck, you mean? But I was just like, what the fuck? Like a Gucci bag. Like, I mean, it ain't been a year, barely been 2 months. Dream a Gucci bag?
Is she pretty like that for that?
I don't give a fuck if that was Megan Good.
I think I'd have got Megan Good a Gucci bag, bro.
Megan Good bag, give me a motherfucking Gucci bag. What the hell? Shit, Gucci bag. Boy, that dick sucks better than the meanest. Meanest.
It's just her having her next to you, bro. I'll go on a hunt for that Gucci bag. If I had to go to Palmyra and try to put some extra stuff on the Gucci bag to make it look real, I would.
I'd print out the Gucci logo and put that bitch on the bag. Fuck you,
man. I mean, nah, man. But yeah, everybody argues about money, especially when you're in a relationship, you know what I mean? When you're older, you know, you got bills to pay and I guess money is not right or whatever. People argue about it. When your woman when you're younger and your woman asks you, how can I get my hair and nails done? You like looking at this bitch like she crazy, but if that's your woman, you going to do it, right? Knock, you going to do it, right? If that's your woman and you call her your wife, or you call her your girlfriend, the G word is a big step. If you call her your girlfriend, you would buy her that Remy that she want, right?
Remy. I don't like my bitches wearing weed.
Well, you might as well get the girls with the real hair or them Puerto Ricans, because,
you know it.
But nah, man, everybody argues, everybody argues about the money thing. So that's all the arguments that I can find that our couples go through in their relationship. I'm trying to figure out if some of my relationships have we argued about a lot. It was really nothing. I showed all the attention in the world, you know what I mean, to my girlfriend.
I could vouch for that. But me, like I said, it's the harmless flirting and the social networks.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you're in a relationship, you gotta watch what you say on the social networks. You gotta watch what you like. You gotta watch what you just do. You gotta watch your whole everything when you're dealing with somebody, because they're gonna be on your ass, and then they're gonna reflect you on Facebook or Twitter, whatever you say, they're gonna reflect you on that.
Hell yeah, boy. You can bring up old shit. I remember 3 weeks ago you said. I remember 3 months ago. Yo, what the fuck?
Like you,
New Year.
You look bad. I remember in 2010, October 25th, you said, and I'm like, yo, that's why Facebook didn't get erased, bro. They be wilding on there for real. But yeah,
I remember what you said, December 31st. Like, bitch, that was last year. You didn't go back.
It's only been like five days.
Last year.
Oh, you gonna count last year. December 31st, 2014.
It's 2015. Fuck you talking about.
Fuck
last
you.
Year. Fuck you mean.
I feel you though, man. But next topic we got is why do men cheat? And not looking like he don't wanna give his
shit.
Not looking like he don't wanna give it away. And I don't wanna give it away too, but you ladies need to know why do your man cheat on you, and it's quite simple.
Right, because we want to.
Maybe that's the reason why it is, or I say in a harsher way, maybe you weren't the woman for him.
That ain't, now I know that for a fact that ain't true.
What you mean?
Well, men cheat, they love their girl to death, my nigga. A bitch to the pussy at it, I bet she gonna get that shit like Des Bryant.
Over there. He gonna throw the X at her?
I'll throw the X at that. I'll find the bad way. You're going to destroy that thing, boy.
Oh, you crazy, man. Because,
man, most men, 9 out of 10, going to do it, man. It's being thrown at them. You can't resist it, man.
So you think it's because it's the power of P-U-S-S-Y?
Yes. The punani. The power of that thing right there.
That's what you believe.
I believe that.
Well, I mean, honestly, I kind of believe that reason, too. But say if your girl did everything right and you really love this girl, and it's some guys out here that will deny others just because he don't want to hurt his woman. You know what I mean? Just because he loves his woman so much.
Oh, yeah, you got men like that. I mean, that's the nine. I mean, that's the nine.
That's that point. That's that one. That's that one.
Yeah,
okay.
That's extra one.
Okay.
Everybody else? What? Yeah, let's do this, man.
But it's,
you don't know, won't hurt.
It's plenty of reasons why your men don't cheat. You ladies just got to sit back and analyze what have you been doing in your past relationships that you think you've been doing wrong, such as being stingy with sex. You can't be stingy with the sex. You know what I mean? You just got to give it up. I'm not saying whenever he won it, but I guess on a regular, you know what I mean? We understand you ladies don't want to do it every day, but just say it like this. You weren't a head giver. And you hear just like that. You know what I mean? A guy will accept, like, I don't care if you're not a head giver, I'll still date you or such and such or whatever. But let's just say another woman came at him like, yo, I'm about to give you some head. And he like, well, my girlfriend don't do it. Why not, right? But let's just say if you did do it and you were good as hell at it, you think he gonna go to the next woman? I'm sorry, but oral sex will make a guy stay. And that's real. You don't agree with that, not?
No, because some girls get head better than others.
But what if your girl did it, please you from the rip, like you just chilling, like I'm good.
I mean, you gotta fall back. But it could be like this, though. You know what I'm saying? It could be a girl from back in the day. It's some people who got the people there they can't say no to. They won't fall back on. You feel me? Like, it's people out here, like, you feel me? I'm in a relationship. One of my old friends hit me up. I'm gonna go chill with her, see what it is, see what it's about. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a best friend. Like, she needs somebody to talk to, you there, put a little crying. I don't know. One minute, y'all just sitting, talking, chilling regular. And then, boom, y'all, I guess after the fact, I don't know how the fuck this is going, you regret it. You feel me? Like, we shouldn't have did that and shit like that. I mean, it should just happen, man. Sometimes it's an old relationship that you ain't never get over, and you probably liked her sex, or she liked your sex, either way around, or it was just a misunderstanding. Like, y'all both was in a mood where, like, y'all needed love, and that's how you express it. Well, you needed, like, someone to be there for you or care for you, and that's how some people express it.
I understand where you're coming from, but look at it like this. You got a shorty that does everything for you, and then just say it a big thing. And then, ladies, you got to look at it, what do you guy like the most? You know what I mean? Say if you were a big guy that likes head. Just say it like that. All right? Now, you, and then the chick does it well. His girlfriend does it well. I don't think he's going to be looking for that. He's going to be chilling because he's like, well, my girl do it the best way. What am I looking for it for, right? Now, it's up to him to go to that next step. If Shorty be like, yo, I'm trying to give you some head. What's up? Then he probably looking like, well, my girl do it the best way. But fuck it. I'm going to check to see if she good. Now, do you think, do he love his girl if he keep going with it or not? Scratch your head.
I mean, a lot of people are disagreeing. Like, no, if he do it, he don't love his girl.
I mean, like this, though, yeah.
I think he do.
You think so?
I think he still love it. I don't know what it is. I can't really explain it, but it's like...
Look at it the other way around, then. If your woman cheat on you, you think she still love you or not?
Fuck no.
Oh, man.
A nigga can cheat a million times and don't give a fuck about neither one of them million bitches.
No, that's correct. Correct. And girls have sex with guys they like.
If a girl cheat, she gonna cheat on a person that she's digging. Like, she's trying to fuck with. She like his vibe, shit like that. Now, I'm saying, don't get me wrong. She could like him, like, as a friend type, one thing lead to another. I mean, regret situation, but still. They still had a connection with that person for however long they were, like, communicating and shit like that. But then you could just go to a party, get drunk and shit. Girl, like, yo, come home with me. Hit it. Go home, like.
You're going to keep going until you get caught. Right?
Exactly.
And another reason why men cheat is because women allow it. That's the reason why. Just say women don't allow it. Say if a guy cheat on his girl one time, she's done with him. She has a reputation of doing that. Do you believe the next guy is going to try to do that?
No.
But say if her reputation is like, yeah, bro, she'll let you. She'll keep going back to you. You good? You know what I mean? She'll keep going back to you. You can cheat on her a million times. A guy is going to keep doing it. He either gonna not mess with her or not cheat on her. Which one he gonna choose? That's on him.
Yeah. Prime example though. I just seen a status. I ain't gonna put nobody out there. You know, I ain't.
I need you to put somebody out there.
We ain't gonna say names. Man. We ain't gonna say names. I just seen a status where no matter what my man doing out there, just know he coming back home to me.
She wildin'. What's her name so we can put her out there?
No matter what he out there doing in the streets, he coming home to me. Promo stuck because Detroit lost to Dallas 24-20. Public service announcement.
But you were saying what? No matter what he doing, coming back home to me. That means she's allowing him to cheat.
Allowing him?
Yeah.
She like, oh, no, I'm not alone. I'm just saying because bitches is out here telling me that what he's doing. She said, and this goes back to what you were saying. She said, because he's getting from y'all what he dares to act to get from me. Basically what you just said.
So she's not giving nothing up.
She's not, quote, giving head.
Oh, okay. Giving oral sex, she doesn't give.
Okay. I don't know if that's exactly what it is, but that's what you stated earlier. If you're not giving head, you're going somewhere somebody is giving head. But basically, she was just saying, y'all saying all this, y'all did this with my man, but y'all only getting from him what I won't give him.
Tap her? I mean, not tap her. text her for me. Let me know where she's from, and so she can be on the show. We need. I want to interview her. I want to get to know her. What the fuck is wrong with her, bro? But nah, just like that's the prime example. If you women allow your men cheating, then he's gonna do it. But if you stop it, then he's gonna do it. And guys, I understand where we're coming from. We men. We gonna make mistakes. I guess you wanna call it. We gonna do what we do. But I mean, if you do have a good woman on your side, she do everything, or don't cheat at all, man. That's all. Cause it's gonna be a good woman going forever type shit. And then y'all wanna call her a thot and everything, but it seems like in the end of the day, that's what we like. Be honest with you.
You're right, though. I mean, no argument there. Nowadays, niggas love the thotties. They love them. A girl with a head on her shoulders, she ain't doing shit, man. Mm-hmm. She in school. She ain't worried about me. We up on these hoes. I'm learning these hoes because now they sucking us. They fucking us. They, you know what I'm saying? They doing a lot of shit that we ain't trying to wait for in a woman who got a job. She come home with her rest. Shit like that. Nah, we ain't with that. We need this shit right now. We need this fast money.
I mean, that's the type of guy. And that's more the reasons why men cheat. Because either he don't see you in the future, or he just trying to hit it and not. The reason why men cheat is because you ladies allow it. And the reason why and cheat is because you're missing something that the guy wants, and either you're not trying to give it or you don't know how to. And that has nothing to do with to do anything with sex. It could just be anything else. It could just be how you talk to him emotionally wise, money wise. He probably want a girl with money and you a broke bitch. I mean, of course he's gonna cheat on you and leave you or something.
I got another topic. Wait, what? If you're in a relationship, can you have a best? All right, say you're in a relationship. Can you have a girl best friend? Or when you're in a relationship, will you allow your girl to have a boy best friend? Neither one of these best friends you have is gay. They're not gay. They straight like boys or girls.
We're going to get to this topic right to the next song. It's my girl Karma. She's with Say Less Entertainment. I fucks with them. They got some good music. It's called No Feelings. You already say 5-6 Entertainment. Let's get it.
Yo, man, it's your boy, Knock the God, man. 856 Entertainment, we live, man. Follow me on Facebook at John D. Knock. You can follow me on Twitter at Machiavelli. You can follow me on Instagram at Knock Yourself Out. That's NOC_YUR self out, man. Let's get it. New World Order.
We don't catch no feelings, ho. Cut you off in minutes, ho.
Karma.
Cut you off like dead end. No room in my section. No room in my section. We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't got no preference. Crossing you ain't a question. Crossing you ain't a question. We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't got no homies. You can call me phony. Niggas wanna act like they know me, but
we don't catch no feelings.
Gassing niggas low key. Light you up like a bogey. Don't tell me shit, nigga, show me. Cause
we don't catch no feelings.
We don't catch emotions. I'll cut you off if you dry. And you know I got that lotion that's rubbing off every time. You feeling me from the start? I hit you with a surprise. You all in my inbox. I hit you with no reply. Relationship ain't no question. Don't ask me who I mess with. You hold your breath around me, I'ma leave your ass breathless. Leave your ass dead in whatever bitch bed you rest in. Whenever you get the message, I'll block you like I'm texting.
Cut you up like dead end. No room in my section.
No room in my section.
We don't catch no feelings, though. We don't got no best friends. Crossing you
so quick. That nigga ain't dropping by.
Karma.
I don't give a damn who you be. I'm flowing like a doobie. I'm fresher than a new weed. I don't give a damn if you do leave. I change on the niggas that knew me. Got paper like it's loose leaf. Karate chopping niggas up. I'm moving like I'm Bruce Lee.
I'll cut you up like that. No room in my section. No room in my section. We don't catch no feelings, so we don't got no best friends. Crossing you ain't a question.
Crossing you ain't a question.
We don't catch no feelings,
ho. We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't catch no feelings, ho. We don't catch no feelings, ho.
Well, I guess she's telling you she don't catch no feelings.
I like her.
Yeah, she cute, too.
She don't catch no feelings.
Yeah, for real, man. Big shout out to Karma, man. We definitely got some more music in tune for her. Definitely check out the radio station on Tuesday at 7 p.m., man. We got that popping on. We're going to be chilling. You know what I mean? Spitting some knowledge, but more music. You know what I mean? 856 Entertainment, Straight Out of Canada Radio, The City.
The City.
Season 2. But see, the topic he was getting into, man, I feel as though there's nothing wrong with having a best friend. Definitely when you're in a relationship, you want somebody to talk to. You know what I mean? A woman is always going to have a guy best friend.
Yeah.
That's the given. But then they don't trust you when you got a girl best friend. That's kind of corny, but I understand where she's coming from because you got best friends having sex with each other every now and then. So,
hold on.
You got girls calling guys, bro, and they call each other bro and sis, and they still getting it in, bro.
Exactly. So, why would I trust her calling them best friends? The same shit.
But say if they knew each other before you came in the picture.
But what if I knew her before they came? Like she came in the picture.
Then that's different though. I couldn't see if she just made the best, just made it. Then that's funny. But say if she knew him before she knew you, and they were best friends for a long time, you gonna come in there and stop that situation?
You don't know what they did as best friends before. Just like us, but like, I don't know your best friend. It's your best friend. What y'all be doing? I mean, it's some people be like, oh, that's our best friend. Yeah, I know. And they be around and shit. They come around when the couples is together and shit like that. But you can have that. But some people be like, hell no, man. I can't do it.
I look at it like this, man. I mean, if they going to do something, it's going to come out one day. That's how I look at it. It's a win-win situation. Either they going to, you know, you can't just come in and be like, look, you can't fuck with him no more. I don't care if that's your best friend or not, because now you're going to try and control her life, and that's the last thing. Well, in my situation, that's the last thing I would want to do. Now, if they doing something, then it's going to catch itself, man. So, what about you? You want to stop it?
I can't stop nothing, bro. I'm the type of dude, man, whatever's going to happen, going to happen. I can't really worry about that, because you feel me? Like you said, it's been her best friend forever. So I'm gonna do something, they gonna do it. Once I find out shit is over, I'm a laid back type of dude. Whatever's going around is gonna float right past me, you feel me? Unless I gotta put my 2 cents in it. Like if I gotta put 2 and 2 together.
Yeah. Well, let's just do it like this. Let's just all have lunch together and see what's up. See who this nigga really is.
Yeah.
That's all. That's grown man
thing
right there.
You know something going on if all four of y'all go out and then they introduce each other and somebody feels some type of way.
Yeah. Y'all definitely can tell from something like that, man. But we about to get on our shout-outs for today. I got like 2. Now I'm playing. I got like 10 shout-outs
okay.
That I got to do. But not how many you got, bro?
Let me see. I got 15.
Man. Not got 15. I'm going to hit up first since I got the lowest. You already know. Big shout-out to Miss Pooey. Miss Pooh Garrett, a.k.a. Melissa, man. Big shout-out to you. I had a good time on New Year's Eve. You know what I mean? We was just doing our thing, getting drunk, having fun with the family.
Why wasn't I invited?
He was, nigga. Shout-out to Wild Eliz Loves You. I don't know that bitch. Big shout-out to you, Shorty. Shout-out to Kizzy Boo. You already know. Kizzy Boo. Remember Kizzy Boo, bro? Yo, she said she had a stripper party. She wanted us all to come.
Oh, yeah, I'm in there,
her big self was going to strip, too.
I'm throwing court.
Okay,
God.
Big shout out to Kwane Larry. Big shout out to Nina Narvez. Big shout out to Shay. Big shout out to Courtney. You know what I mean? You gotta get your artists to perform at our party. Big shout out to Kidda. Big shout out to Dom. And big shout out to Eric Smith. You already know he 5'6 Entertainment Promatic in this bitch. Ah.
Yeah, you already know. Shout out to my boy Hattie Man Devil Up. Shout out to my boy Sean Walter. You already know Gangy and T. Shout out to my mom Monique. Love you. Shout out to my boy Chris Miles, my brother Northside. Shout out to my boy Titta out here doing his thing, send more music in. Shout out to my boy Bubba, man, out here being an amazing father. I respect you for that 100. Shout out to my boy Quan. He out here doing his thing, working, being, you know what I mean, the pops and shit like that. Shout out to Angie. Sup with you. Shout out to Ken Lua. You already know A&T. Shout out to my boy Tone. Say love was good. Shout out to my boy, Jakai, you already got to come back around too, man.
We out.
At least I got that all correctly.
I still have 4 more.
Damn.
5 more. This one's like this.